Picture a cup, a gallon, and a water tank. The water tank is the soul. An aspect of the soul becomes a gallon. That gallon is still soul, but not the fullness of the soul. It is that part of the soul that is on mission, so to speak. The personality is the cup. The cup contacts the gallon, the higher self soul, but not the full-bodied water tank. Communication between the personality and its soul is an in-house intuitive process. It is a process that is organic to your own internal system. For example, decision-making, which is your process, can be an intuitive process in which you pull data from your mind, your heart, and your intuition, relying upon the guidance of your higher self. Each of these sources is a part of your own energy system. Your personality and your higher self are of your soul. Intuition can also permit the personality, through its higher self, to receive information from other souls of higher process, souls that are not its own soul. Sources of guidance other than your own higher self can come across on the same radio station, so to speak. This is not the same as an intuitive process. This is a process of receiving guidance through intuitive channels. Receiving information through intuitive channels is significantly different from receiving information through intuitive processes. Receiving information through intuitive processes is cooking at home. Receiving information through intuitive channels is ordering out. The guidance that the multisensory human receives through intuitive processes and through intuitive channels is as essential for his or her well-being and growth as sunshine and clean air. Through his or her intuition, the multisensory human comes to understand and to experience truth consciously. What is truth? Truth is that which does not contaminate you, but empowers you. Therefore, there are degrees of truth, but generically, truth is that which can do no harm. It cannot harm. Higher self connecting to non-physical teachers produces a level of truth that is true not just for you, but that would be true for anyone who came into contact with it. If you subtracted everything that is personal to you from the guidance that you received through intuitive channels, there would remain a kernel of truth that would apply to others, or at least the presence of unconditional love, whereas much of the information that you receive through your own intuitive process will be effective only for you. This is the difference between personal truth and impersonal truth. They are both truth, but personal truth is yours, and impersonal truth belongs to all that is, to each person. We need truth to grow in the same way that we need vitamins, affection, and love.